Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Obviously, we're watching COVID-19 around our region, the state, the country rise, and it's no different in Schenectady County.
Yes. So our reporter, Zach Mattson, has a story in today's paper looking at a recent spike in cases in Schenectady County, and that's similar to what's going on around the capital region, around the whole state. In Schenectady County, just in the last couple of days, they've seen numbers going up in a way that they had not seen since back around the early spring, back when this first spiked. So it's a little bit alarming. The other part that we're watching here is that the death toll for COVID-19 cases in Schenectady County held at about 50 for weeks and weeks, and we watched and it just stayed there and things felt very stable. Just in the past 4 or 5 days, the number has gone up by 4 deaths, most of them elderly folks who had also other issues in terms of their health, but that's certainly an alarming trend. The other part, and this is the big public impact, is that the county's been running these free COVID testing sites at SUNY Schenectady and at the Boys and Girls Club a couple times a week. They have had to cancel them coming up for tomorrow on Thursday and then again early next week. And it's because one of the public health employees who was helping staff that has tested positive for COVID-19. So they've got a lot of people working remotely and they just didn't feel that they could staff it and they want to sort of retreat a little bit. So that's a little bit of a distressing because those have been very popular with those free sites. And they're pointing to a bunch of Halloween parties and gatherings that have caused this spike, they think. And they're sounding the alarm saying we're going into the winter. We don't want to see a lot of these gatherings that cause these problems. A similar tone came out of Albany County yesterday where the county executive and their top health official raised some concerns saying their numbers there have hit numbers that they hadn't seen since when this first spiked back in April at the peak. So they're really quite concerned. And again, that just sort of mirrors the trend that's going statewide. And Governor Cuomo was also talking yesterday about a distressing increase. So it's going up and it's going up more quickly than they originally anticipated. They knew it was going to happen in the winter, but it's happening quickly.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.